USA Today, along with a handful of other papers, reviewed test scores in six states and found some dramatic jumps in student achievement, potentially due to teacher cheating. What do the scores really say about the schools in question?
All right, so they found, I think the number was about 300 schools where they think the scores look questionable, that there's, you know, huge, you know, three, four, five. Can you have changes of like five standard deviations? Is that possible? I mean,
it may
theoretically.
Be phenomenal instruction.
Okay. So, you know, and they found some examples where yes, indeed, a teacher got busted. This one in Ohio, you know, got fired for basically, you know, looking at the test and giving his kids the questions the night before. But, you know, as other people pointed out, Chad Edelman at Education Sector, for example, look, we're talking about maybe 1% of the schools. I mean, we should expect there to be cheating, right? And what's the threshold? How much is more cheating than you'd expect?
Well, I mean, part of the issue here, though, is A, these, I mean, these schools, you know, if a school jumps two standard deviations, it's observationally equivalent whether it was remarkable instruction or whether they cheated. There's just no way to know. And if schools aren't increasing that much, it doesn't mean they're not cheating. Right. It's, I mean, part of the problem with this exercise is all you're doing is you're looking at a bell curve of changes in school performance and arbitrarily saying that some threshold starts to feel suspicious. Well, any of these numbers could be suspicious. This exercise just doesn't add that much to the degree to which...
Well, hold on, but it's a legitimate question, right?
Of course, it's a huge... But
I mean, this goes back... This goes way back, right, to, you know, just stand and deliver. I mean, that he was getting incredible results with AP, with kids you wouldn't expect, and so they went in and investigated.
It goes back to the movie, and in research circles, it goes back to mid-last decade Chicago, where Brian Jacob did that work, identified, you know, it looks like 4 to 6% of Chicago test scores appeared suspicious, mm-hmm. If you look at response patterns and erasures and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I think this is part of the debate, right? That folks who are pro test-based accountability keep being naive about it and suggesting that nobody's going to cheat, which is silly. And critics make it sound as if any amount of cheating is, you know, is disqualifying. And the reality is you're inevitably going to have a little bit of cheating, which raises concerns about exactly what's going on with educators when they're driving it. Mm-hmm. But the key is to make sure that it is an acceptable amount to discourage it and to address it appropriately.
So what's acceptable? I mean, that's my question. Look, I mean, you know, like, let's say we find out that 1% of the schools or 1% of the teachers are cheating, and we set up safeguards to try to find them and to put them in jail or fire them, whatever we're allowed to do. I guess jail might be too harsh for that. I don't know. But, you know, it seems like 1%, that's not so bad. I'm willing to accept that.
It's not so bad.
Okay.
I'm just not at all sure from this exercise that it's 1%.